The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the man listed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the best-selling popular composer of all time, and that is Paul McCartney, born 1942 in Liverpool, where he learned to play some chords on the family piano. He sang in the church choir and then learned to play guitar, though he was left-handed. He was just 14, and that was when he met a local art student named John Lennon. They formed a skillful band called the Quarrymen, which became the Beatles. They played club dates in Hamburg, became the biggest rock and roll band in England, and in February 1964, they made an appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show and became enormous stars in America. His composition, Yesterday, is the most recorded ever. There are more than 2,000 versions of it out there. It's the birthday of the novelist Gail Godwin, 1937, born in Birmingham, Alabama, who wrote her first story at the age of 9, studied journalism at Chapel Hill, took a job as a reporter in Miami, lost it after a couple of years because she couldn't keep herself from adding little dramatic highlights to her news stories. She wrote a novel, couldn't get it published, and then one day she wrote the first sentence of a story that began, "Run away," he muttered to himself, sitting up and biting his nails. It became her story an intermediate stop, and it got her into the Iowa Writers Workshop, where she wrote her first novel, The Perfectionists, came out in 1970. Her first big success was the novel A Mother and Two Daughters, author, too, of A Southern Family, Father Melancholy. And in 2001, she published her first book of nonfiction, Heart, A Personal Journey Through Its Myths and Meanings. It's the birthday of the novelist Amy Bloom, born in New York City, 1953, grew up in the suburbs of Long Island, where she read 19th century literature. And when she was 9, for her birthday, asked what she wanted, she said, "My own apartment." She became a psychotherapist. She was in her 30s with 2 children before she decided she wanted to become a writer. Amy Bloom has said, "Some of the traits that led me to be a psychotherapist are the ones I find in myself as a writer. I am endlessly intrigued by relationships, particularly by the gap between what people say and what they truly feel, and the gap between what they do and what they really want." Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams entitled Love Beginnings. They're at that stage where so much desire streams between them, so much frank need and want, so much absorption in the other and the self-admiring entity and unity they make. Her mouth so full, breast so lifted, head thrown back so far in her laughter, at his laughter. He so solid, planted, oaky, firm, so resonantly factual in the headiness of being craved so. She almost wreathed upon him as they intertwine again, touch again, cheek, lip, shoulder, brow, every glance moving toward the sexual, every glance away, soaring back in flame into the sexual, that just to watch them is to feel again that hitching in the groin, that filling of the heart, the old sore heart, the battered, foundered, faithful heart, snorting again, stamping in its stall." A poem by C.K. Williams, Love Beginnings, from Flesh and Blood, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. produced by Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.